Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now. Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc Morse, Doc.
Well, it's that annual time, like Christmas morning, where Dr. Kevin Most joins us, prepared to give us flu shots. Good morning, Doc.
How are you, Steve?
I'm all right. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. What's new in your world?
Yeah, I'm in the Northwestern studio here. Yeah, I lost.
Had you not seen this studio?
No.
Oh, we should have had first. A half hour from now, the sun comes up and the whole bit. Right now, it's pitch black outside, but...
You said you lost?
Yeah, I lost a good friend this weekend, so really...
I'm sorry, somebody I know?
I think you probably met him at Butterfield. Rory Neal, probably one of the nicest people in the world. So my condolences.
He mentioned him on the Hawks game.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Pat mentioned it.
Been sick?
Lung cancer, very aggressive lung cancer. It took him in a very, very quick way. But my thoughts out to the entire Neal family.
God bless.
Yep.
It's an awful story.
Yeah.
You know, there's an amazing viciousness to lung cancer that I haven't been aware of until you brought it up to us a couple of years ago. That, A, it's very difficult to diagnose, and depending on your roll of the dice, once it is diagnosed, you could have weeks.
Yeah, he had less than that. So it's terrible. You know, the individuals that qualify for screening should really get that done. So, some CAT scans on the lungs, we can catch that early, is the only way that you can really do it. And it's a terrible, nasty disease.
Are we ever going to get to a point where insurance will pay for regular checks like that?
Well, the if you qualify, insurance will pay for the screens right now. So it's pretty good. And so will Medicare. So you just have to fit the qualifications.
And what are the qualifications meaning?
Well, that you stop smoking, that you're over the age of, I want to say, 60. So there's specific qualifications for the CAT scan.
Anything on secondhand smoke or too early for that?
Too early. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, look at it. Think about when we were growing up. You used to go into a restaurant and say, can I sit in a no-smoking area?
Yeah, airplanes.
And, you think about bartenders and how much smoke they took in. So, you know, it's great that we made those changes, and then we'll start to see an impact. But lung cancer is still, you know, the number one cancer as far as deaths.
Well, as you said, best of their family.
Yep.
What else can you say?
Yep.
Joe's mom, it was brought up in a disparaging way by Super Joe the other day in regards to... flu shots. Give us a background on this, if you would, Sandberg.
So Joe's mom is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And
a fine one, I'm sure.
She's an amazing nurse at a pediatrician's office.
A great nurse, yeah.
And she is a super sweet woman. And when we said we were getting flu shots, Joe did one of those when you try to feed a kid something they don't want to take a bite of, tightened up his lips and shook his head back and forth because he says he doesn't do shots. And then he blamed his mother.
On her technique.
On her technique.
What?
Of applying a shot. So,
yeah.
We brought her on.
We're very disappointed. Now, Doc, before we go to the nurse here, could you do anything in life without nurses?
No. No. I mean, how many times have I said it? You know, doctors write orders, nurses deliver care.
Right.
And thank you, Mrs. Romano, for doing that, especially in a pediatrician's office where...
challenges are...
It is very challenging.
Yeah, right? You have terrified little kids that are coming in there. They don't want to be there, so the nurses there are most often the kindest and smartest nurses.
So let's start here, if you don't mind. Super Joe's mom, good morning.
Good morning.
First off,
everyone.
I think your son's great. I know you're not that fond of him today, but I think your son's great.
Well, I think he's great, too, but he really threw me under the bus last week. He told all of Chicagoland that I have poor technique. That really made me sad.
Whoa!
She can't argue with the emotion. She's
What's worse than hearing you made your mom sad?
I assure you, if she works in a pediatrician's office, she has great technique.
All right, so Super Joe, what do you want to say to your mother?
Mom, you are a fantastic nurse. You just there's one thing you got to work on.
He's not giving up. All right. So, what it is about her technique that you don't like?
Well, the shot would hurt afterwards, basically.
All right, Doc. You want to take that one?
That's
the
shots.
Shot would hurt. Joe, you look smarter than that.
When the shot, you mean the shot hurts like any shot hurts, or it hurts worse?
I would say it hurts worse. You know, like, here, you didn't clean up your room. Here's a shot.
Like she was administering it because it's your kid is pain. Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Romano, I have to ask you, because my sister's a physical therapist, and I have accused her of this in the past. When she's angry with me, she does seem to hurt me more when she's doing work on me than...
Because she can.
So did you ever feel like, you know what, Joe, you need a little... Get snappy here in line. I'm going to do this a little harder than normal.
A little clean your room kind of injection?
I can't remember ever doing that.
No. Because you're a professional.
But
I may have thought of it a few times, but no.
Are you thinking of it now?
Now I am. The hand injury threw me under the bus that way.
Now, has Joe gotten other shots from other people that didn't hurt after? Or is your mom the only person that's...
Is it a comparison? I can't believe he said that. I've had several patients this flu season say to me, "Well, wait, when am I going to get the shot?" I said, "I already did it."
That's how good
really,
she is.
I cannot believe
she's like
he
the
said
stealth
that.
Injector. She doesn't know it even sees it coming. So, did you get shots from other people that you felt were less painful?
Not that I can remember.
Okay, well, maybe it's you then.
Yeah.
But Joe, is Joe like a little wussy kid when he had to go to the doctor?
I think maybe he was a little wimpy with shots.
Oh, well, there we go.
Might have been it.
Huge call out.
Joe, you should have let me know. I would have brought you a flu mist because it's back on the market.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Good news for my son.
Yeah. Good news for Ross.
That's right. Listen, Joe, here's another public opportunity to apologize for your mother for being a terrible person.
Yeah, that's not happening. No, in all seriousness, thank you for providing care, both in the doctor's office and growing up. Oh, and happy birthday on Wednesday. Happy early birthday.
That's quite a suck-up.
You are forgiven. You are forgiven.
And only because you're a mother. Otherwise, you'd hold a grudge forever.
Well, have a wonderful day, everyone.
All right, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for all you do.
All right.
Thank you, Mom.
Take good care.
Thanks. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A great nurse. Now Super Joe's on the hit list for every nurse in town.
I was looking forward to defending
you.
I was excited.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to take Joe's side. Then right away, she hit us with the emotion. I'm sad. Yeah. She made me feel sad. I'm out.
Well, because Justin pointed out last week that Joe's in a different position. None of our moms were trying to give us shots.
Yes.
So maybe it's conflicting, you know, in your mindset as a kid.
That's
like, my
sweet.
Mom loves me,
that's
but now
sweet
she's
how you're trying to protect
me.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, that's
well, that's
cute.
Justin tried that, but no, you caved right
I
when
I caved
you
right away.
Voice.
She came out swinging with the emotion. She felt Joe made her feel sad. I was like, oh, well,
you know what's you know what's worse than your dad shaking his head and telling you he's disappointed in you? Your mom saying you hurt her feelings.
Yeah. And very publicly. You know, when every patient is coming in saying they hurt.
It's so weird too because Super Joe was on such a good run here.
I know.
Good while it lasted.
All right, Doc. When we come back, we're going to get shots from you, but we also want to talk about the myths.
Absolutely.
The things that people believe, like the shot makes me sick. It doesn't work. Things of that nature.
Right over here.
And we'll start with Carmen, who's apparently a skeptic. By the way, Joe's mom is in the lobby. She's got one for you as well. Back with Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. The flu shot is what? What is the actual, what's in the injection?
So this year we have, it's a quadrivalent. In other words, you're going to get vaccinated for four different strains of the flu, two type A and two type B. We've seen some early type B already, and we've seen some type A as well.
One worse than the other?
Yes, type A definitely worse than the other, especially last year with that H3N2. Mm. That was one that popped up in the late 60s and has continued to wreak havoc. And it's one that, you know, normally when you get influenza, it's all upper respiratory. It's, mm-hmm. You feel kind of miserable from here up. Great for radio, huh? Here up.
Shoulders.
We got a little video going as well.
But the H3N2, unfortunately, can get to your lungs. And that's why we saw a lot of deaths last year. Immunocompromised people, seniors, and some young kids as
the
well.
The statistic is amazing. If I told you 80,000 people died in America last year of fill in the blank, you'd freak out.
Yeah.
You know, flu. Yeah. Flu killed 80,000 people in this country last year.
More than motor vehicle accidents. More than drug overdoses. So, I mean, yeah, this is something serious. If you get it and you're healthy, you realize what an inconvenience it is for 10 days. But if you get it and you're sick at all, it's life-threatening.
I always worry about people when there is a big flu season, and there seems to always be a point to the medical community and the science essentially saying, how did you not catch this? And it comes up every time that it really is an educated guess. I mean, the researchers and the people putting together the flu shot, that is essentially they're guessing to see what's going to be dangerous this season.
Yeah, but I accused them of the same thing a couple of years ago, and you pointed out it's a pretty educated guess.
I mean, yeah, there's smart guys guessing.
Yeah.
But it is. We look at what happened last year. We look at what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere. We try to continue to get strains as much as we can to get a good guess. So last year, that H3N2, that really nasty one, is in the vaccine this year. So if it were to come back this winter, then at least we're going to have coverage for it. Because last year, the efficacy of this vaccine was not good.
Does it ever, when you say come back, does it ever go away?
Like, no.
This summer, could you have gotten it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's really interesting. You know, a lot of people think that there's a flu season, and certainly there is, from November till about April. But you can get influenza any time throughout the year. This is just a vaccine that's kind of unique that can stay pretty hardy when it's really cold out.
Anybody had it really bad? I had it bad once, and I didn't have the shot. No? Nobody else?
I've had the flu, yeah. But I don't know if I've had it bad enough to feel like it's remarkable.
I just found out recently, I think since I've been talking to you in the last 3 years, that the flu, I always thought the flu was just when you were vomiting. I didn't know flu was that all those other times I probably had the
aches and pains and fever and knocking you on your
butt.
Yeah.
True influenza, you can be sitting here just like this and 5 minutes later have 103 temperature, body aches, and that can stay with you for about 10 days. You know, we talk, well, I'll wait and I'll get it, and if I do, then I'll go take the Tamiflu medicine. And we have to realize that Tamiflu is not like an antibiotic. All it does is shorten the duration. It doesn't kill the virus.
It's cold ease. It's cold ease for flu.
Yeah, it is.
What about taking zinc? My parents always swore on zinc.
You know, Mayor, zinc, a lot of people do think that zinc is great. It's not going to protect you from influenza, but there is some studies that have shown that it'll at least help a little bit with the common cold, because we really don't get enough zinc in our diet. But I can tell you that, you know, Linus Pauling felt that vitamin C did the exact same thing. So, you know, it's really more what can you do to prevent it, and that's wash your hands, stay away from people, cough into your elbow, all those simple things.
And when you're contagious,
stay
looking
home.
At Sandberg, stay home.
If she walks in here with the influenza, I would send her home or make her sit in there and bring Joe out.
Well, not no. Joe's mom wants Joe to stay in there.
Is there any point in our in the future where you see an eradication of the influenza?
Yeah, Justin, it's interesting. You know, what they're working on right now is something called a universal vaccine, so they wouldn't have to change it every year. If they can get down to the basic compound of what's in influenza, can we make a vaccine there that will treat all of them? And you'll get it once, maybe twice, depending if you need a booster. But to have a universal vaccine against the influenza virus, forget about whether it's type A, type B, H3N2,
yeah, right.
Singapore, Michigan. Just have the basics.
All right, we got to get going here so we don't run out of time. You want to poke me first?
Sure.
Oh, we didn't talk about myths. People say, I got the flu because I got the shot.
Yeah, impossible. The flu shot has dead virus in it, no live virus whatsoever. You'll get a little bit of aches and pains. You might even feel a little bit under the weather a little bit, but it's actually because your immune system is starting to kick in. So those are actually good signs.
Ray calling from Elgin, can diabetics get flu shots?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, diabetics, asthmatics, people with heart disease, those are the people that we want to get flu shots.
Who are the only ones on the no-fly zone?
You have to have a severe egg allergy, mm-hmm. probably, and even those now we have cell-based vaccines, so you can get it.
And if you're needle phobic, the mist is back?
The mist is back this year for those between the ages of 2 and 49, but you have to be fairly healthy. You're going to start to see docs that are still a little hesitant with flu mist, I believe, and they're going to continue to try to push the vaccine as much as they can.
Just because they don't believe that it works on the same level?
Well, you know, it had a couple bad years there, but then again, so did the vaccine. So now the manufacturer has proven that it can work, and let's do it.
Is it true if you move your arm after you get a shot, it won't hurt as much?
Yeah, you know, the fluid all goes in, and we're talking about a very small amount of fluid that's going in there, but then if you're moving your arm around, you're going to move it around a little bit. So I tell people, get it in your non-dominant hand. Know that you're going to be a little bit sore, but go ahead and use the arm.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
I got my popcorn. I'm ready to watch
it. Now, do I have to fully disrobe?
Okay. I think you should, just for the stream.
I saw he's wearing a short-sleeve golf windbreaker, just for the occasion of...
Yeah, almost forgot about it.
Oh, this is nice.
Now, Dr. Most doesn't normally do this. He's got people on his staff that do this, so...
Yeah, we're watching the technique, Doc.
He's got nurses like Joe Romano's mom.
That's right.
He never hurts every year.
So, can I trust you to do this?
Yep.
Okay. But, I mean, we've been friends a long time. I don't owe you money or anything, do I?
Why are you pulling down your pants?
I've done this for you already.
Steve,
you hold that there.
We want to talk about.
I'm gonna go full Fonzie. This is fully uncomfortable.
We've got quite a tan line here from our golfing host.
Yeah, you look good, buddy.
It's good alcohol swabbing.
Have you been tasseling corn? You look good.
I have actually. Yeah.
That's a real needle.
Why does some people have to get shots on their rear end?
Ow!
The shots in the butt?
Yeah. Why did some people have to get shots?
I think it's only done by request.
Okay.
I can remember getting those as a kid. Yeah. I think those are like...
Yes, I'd like to request a butt shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I seem to still be alive.
It just feels like when I was a kid, that's all I ever got was the shots in the butt.
Huh? Listen, honestly, didn't feel...
Probably because you didn't have enough fat in your arm. Okay, I think that's why they put it in the butt.
You want to go around
the
horn?
I'm answering for the doctor. I don't really know.
All right, let's go around the horn. Sandberg, you're next.
Woohoo! I'm coming in.
I enjoy getting shots.
It's one of her little quirks.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
You have to use my left arm, though, so it's on the other side. Sorry about that. Now, it's too bad that Andrea isn't here this morning, because we know how much she loved getting the shots.
Yeah, a few years ago when we started doing this, the first year she said she couldn't have it because she was traveling. Mm-hmm. And what was her excuse the next year, Doc? I forgot.
I don't know. We finally got her to do it.
Yeah. Because she was a little needle phobic, but she admitted after she had it that she was glad she did.
I'll probably actually come down and...
You're going to come down to the Patty and Andrea show and get them, too?
There we go. Ow! There it is.
Now Justin's taking off his shirt, too.
I was going to say, it's getting very not safe for work in here for the stream. A lot of white undershirts.
I was going to say, can I buy you guys not tidy whitey shirts here?
There's a lot.
What sort of 50s gang are you two in?
It's what you wear.
This is what the millennials are wearing.
Mm.
That is a thick needle, I will say.
You look like the guy from the commercial where the date goes, you look comfortable.
It's an undershirt. That's the idea, right? I got a college shirt on.
Doc, I don't want to rush you because we're fine on time, but if you could do this quickly, then I wouldn't have to look at Carmen and Justin in white t-shirts.
In white v-neck. We're going to have to do a photo.
What else do you wear? I don't even know.
You don't have any t-shirts in color?
What are you talking about?
No, you're supposed to wear white under. You're supposed to wear white under, but it's just weird that you both
have. Don't look at me like I'm the weird one, Fonzie.
Who doesn't wear a white v-neck?
But we have collared shirts on for work. This is taking them off.
That's your undershirt. I just think it's weird that you're both the same.
Undershirt.
Yeah, okay.
I think Mark might have slept in his. It looks a little...
Doc is now giving Mark Carmen the shot as well.
These are the same undershirts Justin Timberlake wears.
I'm going to look at Mary.
Yeah, exactly. They are.
Oh, God, it's really happening. Okay.
Now, this would be a good time to remind people to always wear clean underwear and undershirts.
Yes.
Thanks, Steve.
Carmen, you got Fruit of the Loom to match those shirts? Or?
Probably, yes. Solid brand.
Minute before 7. Doc will continue poking the staff as
Thank
we
you,
come
Doc.
Back with the news next on 720 WGN.